Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Is it Christmas yet? Is it Christmas yet? I mean, that seemed to be a common question asked in many homes over the past few weeks. Is it Christmas yet? Is the waiting over? Has the time for us to open our presents come? Will I get that new Red Ryder BB gun or that pony that I've been asking for? Can I tear into all those beautifully wrapped presents of all shapes and sizes? Is the waiting finally over? You know, brothers and sisters in Christ, it is hard to wait, isn't it? Especially when you're anticipating good gifts and presents. But when the gift that is expected is to be great, well, then that waiting and that anticipation borders on agonizing. For some gifts, there's no choice but to wait. On Christmas, though, the waiting is over. The gift of the Christ child has come. The virgin's womb has been opened, and here lying in a manger is the greatest gift of all. Not a pony, though one could easily be found in a stable eating out of a manger, and certainly not a BB gun. There's no chance of shooting your eye out here. But a little child who is beautifully wrapped in Mary's womb, a little child, a boy named Jesus, who is God wrapped in human flesh. The Christ has come. Christmas is here. The long-awaited gift has finally been unwrapped. But what of that wait? What of the anticipation and that expectation of the greatest gift ever given? To the Christ child's parents, angelic messengers came and spoke. To Joseph, the angel said, Mary will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And to Mary, the angel said, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom shall never end. After 9 months of waiting, 9 long months filled with ups and downs, strange tidings, and strange doings, Mary gives birth to the Savior King, whose reign is eternal. 9 months of waiting for Mary, much longer waiting for so many others. Mary's 9 months of waiting were a drop in the bucket when set against that vast background of God's plan to bring his perfect gift to light. Some 700 years before his birth, Isaiah spoke these words about Jesus. The Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. He'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. Now, Isaiah never lived to see that day. He died waiting in faith and anticipation for these words to be fulfilled. That was Isaiah 700 years before the birth of Christ. Go back 5,000 years, back to the time of creation. And there already was the promise of a gift of a child. God promised to Adam and Eve that the child would be born to crush the head of the serpent. Adam and Eve waited their long lives, yet they died well before they came to see the birth of this promised child. They, along with Isaiah and all the faithful of the Old Testament, longed, waited, to see that day, hoping and trusting that the Lord would keep his promise and send that gift of a child who would be called Emmanuel, Prince of Peace. Oh, how long the creation has been longing, agonizing even, to receive this gift, this present of the Lord's presence. That's what makes this gift, this infant Jesus, so utterly unique and exceedingly great. He's no pony or BB gun. He is the fulfillment of the Father's promise. He was given to the world to save it from sin. He is the one promised to Adam and Eve, to Abraham, to Isaac and Jacob. He is the child promised to David that would sit on his throne forever. Jesus is the child that was prophesied by Isaiah. He is the gift that the world has been waiting for. He was given to undo the curse of sin. We know something about that curse of sin, don't we? I mean, we all live under it. It began when Adam and Eve turned away from God's word. It made the work that was supposed to be enjoyable become toilsome. It made the gift of life that was supposed to be filled with joy become full of pain and danger for mother and child. It caused the close and intimate relationships between God and man to be distant and ruined. It turned ordered and loving relationships between husband and wife and their offspring to be full of chaos, anger, hatred. It's the reason that the lives of men and women that were created to last forever suffer now the unnatural consequence of death. Had it not been for the promise of this child, this gift, who would crush the head of the serpent, the whole creation would suffer nothing but death and despair. If not for the promise of this child, all the offspring of Adam and Eve, including you and me, would be born only to die. But here, after all these years of waiting, the most precious of all gifts, born at just the right time, fulfills the long-awaited promise. Mary's womb is opened, and the gift of Jesus, our Savior, is born. In the stable comes the child, born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or of husband's will, but born of God. He's born of woman, yet born of God. He is Emmanuel, God in the flesh. Jesus is the Word become flesh, who made his dwelling among us. The waiting is over. The Christ child is born. The gift is given. And oh, what an exceedingly great and glorious gift. For you and me, this tiny child was born. He was born so that he might grow up to hang on a tree of the cross to save his people from their sin. The Christ child, born of God and born of flesh, suffered death, was buried in the tomb. And 3 days the world waited as he lay there. Some 30 years after he lay asleep on the hay wrapped in swaddling cloths, he now lay wrapped in burial cloths on the stone shelf in a sealed tomb. But on the morning of that third day, the stone tomb which he lay in became like the womb of Mary. It opened up at the right time to reveal the new birth of Jesus, the victor over sin and death, the crusher of the serpent's head. The tomb of death gave birth to Jesus, our Savior from sin, who was born to give us a second birth. The second birth is nothing other than the gift of God, a gift purchased from the very body and blood of Jesus. And this gift was given you at your baptism. Remember, that is where you were brought under the tree of the cross. You were buried in the tomb with Jesus, and you were raised to new life with him. In the water of the font, with his word, he gave you the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or were of husband's will, but born of God. Now, it's not a pony. It's not a BB gun. It is the gift of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The waiting is over. Christ has come. He has made his dwelling among us. He has forgiven our sin and promised to remain with us forever, reigning as the King of creation. He has come. The waiting is over. The gift is unwrapped. Merry Christmas. Amen. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.